That's all I've got for you guys tonight on America's Favorite Show. I'm your host, Connor. Thanks for listening. America's Favorite Show is switching to a every other week format. So come back, not next week, the week after that. It's going to be great. Got new songs coming for you. With the rate at which the world is moving, you know, it'll be like a totally different show probably by then. Really a lot of fun to look forward to that, right? So, yeah, until next time, wash your hands.
Try your luck like shooting dice. A hockey puck, my heart is ice. I go to heights, seldom seen and tell it true. Not selling dreams, I've been in two. I made it through, I could've screamed. I played a mute, relay my truth. You play a stream, I don't recoup. I never stoop, my art is gold. My heart is more than sinistry. Like carnivores and cannibals and herbivores. And fuck D and anything. Trying to sever you from the better you. I just bought my wedding ring. Money my wife and we don't fight yet. Just a new beginnings. That's life, I run a red lights, bitch. I'm a proven winner. Dealer man, pull up, run a new pill up. I had two for dinner. I had Wheaties for breakfast, but I see a champion, baby. Tell me again.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas vivre comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. Comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu vas me quitter, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je m'en garde des flammes d'en bas. Et je garde mes flammes d'enfer. Ma bébé est cachée et moi je peux pas la d'argent et voler c'est pas bonne idée. Mais à ce que j'ai plus d'argent et voler c'est pas bonne idée. J'ai un joli timillon qui va toujours à roulailler. Chère bébé, c'est elle qui va me manquer. Vocals, acoustic guitar, Jim McGraw on accordion, Camerisi on the drums, Billy Ware on the percussion, Richard Reed on the bass and the fiddle, Ben Williams on the sound, yours truly, Michael Ducey. It was a pleasure. Hope you can agilize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just remember why la déquipe. Au revoir, tout le monde.
We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Yankel kvit de west side, Daisy, eh? Went cross town and joined YMCA. Soon bacon and pork he began to enjoy. Took off his yarmulke, yid was a guy. I said, hey, Yankel, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax. And the members of a dash ago. I sure was shocked when he heard the news. He couldn't believe that he and Jesus fought about Jews. He said, how can we be the same? Vendus long hairs, got a Mexican name. I said, hey, Hirsch, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, kid, take a walk down Fairfax. Why, Brock, why don't you meet a nice girl? Why do you need a shiksa for that dirty, that filthy? Meet a pure one, a clean one, a pure one. Hey, Bob, it's one of the stars in picture shows. So he straightened his hair, kept his teeth, and fixed his nose. Changed his name to Lish LaRue, then talked of the pride of being a Jew. I said, hey, Abe, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, whatever your name is, take a walk down Fairfax. Give me a forward there, will you? Go in the corner there. Get me a Danish here. I'm sick. I can't walk up there by myself. Give me a cup of coffee. Lil Katz was taking his bar mitzvah lesson. Cross the street, a shiksa was undressing. And one day, to the rabbi's surprise, Katz was shown the way he was circumcised. I said, hey, Katzy, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax and the members of it have to go. A girl, a thing like that for. You know what's gonna happen? Your mother finds out about a thing like that. You'll make a heartbreak there. Don't you care what you do, you filthy animal? Why don't you get upstairs, study, become a doctor or something? Yeah, good animal. I'm fed up with you. These kids, they're making me sick, the animals. They're no good. Business isn't good. I gotta stop already. I'm retired. I moved to San Diego. I get away from it already. What am I doing here in a studio with a bunch of kids? Why, is enough singing already? Is this it? Let me out of here, Eddie. I gotta go get a sandwich or something. I can't take this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Just me and you and me. This is going to be a very interesting show. Very... because first off, let's just tell you what it's going to be before I start going off. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain on WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. And this is part two of the walking show. A whole series I've done starting in the beginning of this year called The Human Experience, dissecting what it is to be a human being, putting it to musical themes, taking it all apart, and then throwing a few little rants and raves in there, okay? We started, so today's show is part two. So it's going to be actually six parts three parts walking, three parts running. And then hopefully be back in the studio maybe later this fall. It sounds getting more promising as it goes on. But, you know, this is it's interesting how sometimes things go full circle. When I first, you know, as a little kid, I was always interested in being like a disc jockey. And I remember getting my my realistic or Panasonic. I forget what it was, but it was a little tape recorder, ones with the little push buttons. And I would do radio shows. I wouldn't do a lot of them, but I did some radio shows. And I remember me and a friend would do, we play records, and we just pretend we play DJ on the tape recorder. And he moved away, and I think I did a couple things on my own, but it just wasn't the same. I never really, you know, found, you know, how to just do it on my own. And and then when he moved away, and then I didn't really have too many friends, so I always had to make my own fun. So in a way, I never really grew up. It's interesting. I never really grew up. And I don't think most people do grow up. I think as you're a kid, you just get to be a big kid. Then you get to be an old kid. And if you're lucky, I think a lot of people, you know, I don't know, get old and bitter and weird. The weird's not bad. I can handle the weird. But I'm just always used to making my own fun and not having too many friends. And that's why this is kind of interesting, because this is a very interesting time for me to do this radio show. It is late August, okay? It's airing in September. I know it's September. I think it's September 10th is when this is going to air. But right now it's being recorded at the end of August, and I'm out on my patio outside. It's a nice, warm, it's a hot August night, as Neil Diamond would say. And you can, I don't know if you hear like the crickets and stuff out here, but it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous, quiet evening. And I am just hanging out here. I got all my tiki stuff out. I got, you know, actually I shut the pool filter off. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a swim after this. So I never really grew up, you know. It's like swimming, and I rode my scooter today, and then I had what I have, I don't know. But I had a good time. My wife is away on visiting her parents, so I kind of bachelorette in this whole week. And it's really neat. You know, I've been doing all the little projects I wanted to do. I said, let me do a radio show. And the more I thought about doing a radio show, the more I thought about, like, wow, this really is just like when I was a little kid. It's not like going into a studio like a real disc jockey. This is talking into a computer, which very well is the modern-day version of the Panasonic little cassette recorder. And so it's interesting. I've just always made my own fun, because I was thinking, maybe I'll go out tonight. Maybe go see if I run into some friends, and then maybe get some drinks and hang out. I'm like, wow, that just doesn't appeal to me, you know? It's not like, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, everybody knows me. I'm kind of like a nerd, you know. And that's okay. I don't mind that. I'm socially awkward, but in an introvert, extrovert way. Okay, when I'm on, and I gotta be on, like if I'm doing like a Steel City Con, or but man, when I'm on my own, man, I like that. That's awesome. Everybody should appreciate their alone time. You need alone time. Alone time's pretty awesome. And I don't mean alone time like, you know, reading a book or listening to music, or I mean just alone time where you're just kind of zoning out, and you're just not really, you're just existing. You know, because it's a fascinating part of life that we have. If you look at the whole history of human beings, all human beings ever did up until about the past 100 years was, you know, survive, you know, by eat, you know, you had to kill stuff to eat and procreation. So and you didn't live very long either. And that was up until about 100 or so odd years ago. And now that's why so many people, I think, are confused now, because we've gotten out of the whole hunters and gatherer society, and we're just kind of, a lot of people just don't, and they try and get lost in religion and stuff, and but it's fascinating. That's this whole human experience thing. And another thing is too, one more thing before I get into more music, okay? Because that was Gefelte Joe and the Fish doing Walk on the Kosher Side. And I got so many great walking songs today. So it's 3 hours of walking. Next week is 3 more hours of walking. And so this is why I don't really care to be a parent. You know, I have very little patience with children. Okay, and this kind of goes with this whole thing with this anti-vax, anti-mask people. I think these kids are like, they're like kids that, you know, didn't really grow up enough. You know, you need to be some responsibilities. You can always kind of be a kid, but, you know, yeah. Sometimes there's being a jerk. And, for example, if it's like a kid that goes, you know what, I want French fries and I want pizza for dinner. We're not having French fries and pizza for dinner. I made this really nice salad, and you got this chicken breast to go. I don't want the chicken breast. I don't want the salad. I want French fries and a pizza. And a lot of parents will go, okay, I'll make you your French fries and your pizza. Me and your father will eat the salad and the chicken. And you know what I would do? You know what? That's why I have very little patience for children. It's like, you know what? You have two choices here. One of them salad and the other one's chicken. Mm-hmm. You can have both, but you just go to bed hungry. Yeah, I'll make sure you go to bed hungry because I ain't messing around here. I am not going to have a kid that, because I've been to places, I've been to houses, and I've visited people. Oh, we make them a special dinner. Oh, really? What do you make them? Chicken fingers. You make them chicken fingers. Well, what are you guys having? Oh, we're having like some tuna fish casserole thing. Why isn't he eating that? Oh, all he eats is chicken fingers. And I'm in shock. And I am in shock. You know, I am so old school when it would be coming to parenting that, you know, they'd call child services on me really quickly. What's the matter? Oh, we got this guy in for child abuse. He didn't want to buy his kid those $100 Nike shoes, so he bought them some, like, you know, $10 shoes at Payless. And he's getting made fun of. Oh, man. And then you didn't get your kid an iPhone? No, my kid has no phone. He has no phone. He's 6 years old. He's got no phone. He's near a phony six. He's 6 years old. Sorry, we're going to have to call child services on you. Your child has to have a telephone. What? So it is like that. So I very little tolerance towards that. That's why I've had it with these people that they're anti-vax, anti-mask. Go ahead, die. I don't care. I'm not going to. This is like, it's like petting a mean dog, okay? Or feeding a mean dog. You know this dog is never going to be nice to you, but you feed it, and you pick up after the dog, and the dog just hates you. The dog hates you. For everything you stand for, you go by, and the dog growls at you. But you try and be a right kind of person, and, well, I got to feed the dog, and just pet, grrr. And then after a while, you go, you know what? Screw you. Walk off on your own. I ain't feeding you anymore, and I ain't petting you no more because all you do is growl. Beat it. But I'll be honest with you. There's very few doggies like that. It's more people. There's no bad dogs. There's bad people. Well, enough of my crazy ranting and raving. Let's get into the show. That was so good to get that off my chest. That was just kind of like very insightful type time. And then so anyhow, we got Better Walking coming up with the Rockahoolas featuring Eddie Angel. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. What were we even doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing all songs about walking today. Part two of the... I guess it's a marathon, you know, 9 hours walking, 9 hours running. And let's just dig in, man. Let's play some music. What do you say? Just like me, when an old tape recorder and doing a radio show is just like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll get into that rant later. Let's play some music.
I'm thinking over now. a peck. Kamel Mac.
Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Zombo back in your brain right here. It was kind of a short set because I got a little carried away with the yammering. But let me tell you what we heard. We heard one of the best instrumental bands ever. They're out of Memphis. They were called Impala. And that was a record called, actually it was, I think their last record called Teenage Tupelo Original. And Oh, it was a movie. It was a movie score. And that was Delana Walks at Night, and I like me some Impala. All right. Did not play the Saxons version of Camel Walk or the Southern Culture on the Skids version of Camel Walk. One I really like is the version by Tiesco Del Rey. And, of course, that's a brand of guitar, the Tiesco Del Rey. But that was the name of a guitarist. I do not know his real name, but boy, he really put out some nice records. We heard A Better Walkin' by the Rockahoolas, and everything began off with A Walk on the Kosher Side, Gefilte Joe and the Fish, Zombo Right Here in Your Brain. And it is all songs about walking. And I'll save that rant for later. I gotta play this. I Walk a Hot Wind. By the legendary Stardust Cowboy. You're listening to WRCT Zombo in Your Brain. It is our walkathon, part two. It is the second part of the 9 hours. So today's 3 hours of songs all about the walking. And this is the legendary Stardust Cowboy. And by the way, you can get downloads of this show and all of my shows off my website, ZomboCo, ZomboCo.com. It's all free. It's all for you. Yes. And rebroadcast on WBCQ The Planet. Cool shows on RadioCrown.com. So you're never alone. I'm always with you. There's always some Zombo you can always have. Boy, that is one sad thought.
I do it all the time. It's a gas party, low life. wrote that song last week.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Oh, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And you're mine.
You're mine.
You are mine.
You're mine.
Baby, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And nothing's gonna ever come between. Put my arms all around you. Whenever you need.
chance